Luke 24, verses 1 to 12, and it's from The Message, which isn't a direct translation, it's a paraphrase. And it's entitled, Looking for the Living One in a Cemetery. At the crack of dawn on Sunday, the women came to the tomb carrying the burial spices they had prepared. They found the entrance stone rolled back from the tomb, so they walked in. But once inside, they couldn't find the body of the Master Jesus. They were puzzled, wondering what to make of this. Then out of nowhere, it seemed, two men, light cascading over them, stood there. The women were awestruck and bowed down in worship. The men said, "Why are you looking for the living one in a cemetery? He is not here, but raised up. Remember how he told you when you were still back in Galilee that he had to be handed over to sinners, be killed on a cross, and in 3 days rise up." Then they remembered Jesus' words. They left the tomb and broke the news of all of this to the 11 and the rest, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them kept telling these things to the apostles. But the apostles didn't believe a word of it. They thought they were making it all up. But Peter jumped to his feet and ran to the tomb. He stooped to look in and saw a few grave clothes. That's all. He walked away puzzled, shaking his head.
Going to come up here today because then I can see everybody up here, because it's like usually when you're down there, these people on the edges get missed. So I'm going to stand here. Are you well?
Yes.
Are you well?
Yes.
Good, good, good. Well, happy Easter. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Nick Humphreys. Is my proper name is Nicholas, but that tends to be when I'm in trouble with my mum or my wife. So, but usually it's Nick, and it's great to be here this morning. It's great to share with you on this Easter Sunday just a brief message, and also to share in the privilege of baptizing Anne. So, this morning we are going to celebrate, or we are celebrating, the resurrection that Jesus beat death, that he rose to life. And in our thinking, made something impossible possible. Hands up if you've or are able to juggle. Anybody here able to juggle? There's a few people. A few people. Good, good. Excellent. Now, some of us might go, "Oh, juggling. Ooh. That's impossible. Ooh, I've not got the coordination to do that. I'm never going to be able to do that. That's just not possible." Well, I was one of those people. Give a little bit of credit. Thank you very much. So, when I was younger, I went on a course, and a part of the course, we just got to socialise with people, and somebody was juggling and says, "Oh, I could teach you how to juggle." And I'm thinking, "No, you're not. You're not. That's not possible." But they showed me how to do it. And after a while, practice, I was able to do it. So I'm going to show you now that I can juggle. And how it works is they taught me to do it inside a box. So you've got to imagine in front of me there's a box. So this is going to go there, this is going to go there, and that's going to go there, like you're throwing into the corners. Okay. So it will work because I'm competent. Okay. Yes. So, well, that's what I was going to say. Hang on a second. So that's quite simple, but you can start to So you can do. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, you know, so that was something that at one point you think, oh, that's impossible. I'm not going to be able to do it. And you can see it on TV when you see people juggling and they do it the other way, bouncing balls and stuff, thinking, I'm never going to be able to do that. That's impossible to do. And maybe in life you've had things where you think, actually, you know what? It's just not possible. Maybe for some of you, as you're hitting exams, you're going, this is just not possible. I want to say it is possible. It is possible. There's so many things that we sometimes, oh, it's just not possible. It's impossible to do. I was thinking, if I was around when King Henry was around, and I said to King Henry VIII, just to say, in a few years' time, when I mean a few years, I mean, you know, a good period of time, they're going to be having boats that go under the water. And you can spend months under the water. Is he going to go, well, that's possible? He's going to say, no, that's impossible. That's not going to happen. No way are they going to be able to have boats that travel under the water and people are able to breathe. That's just not going to happen. If I'd been speaking to a chimney sweep in the 1850s and said, oh, do you know, one day people would walk on the moon, this person's going to go, no way. That would be beyond their concept. They're just not going to understand that because that's like, what? That's impossible. But we know that's possible because people have done it. They'd done it before I was even, hang on, I think before I was even born. Aha, there you go, yes. But things are always developing, aren't they? Things are happening. I've got some questions. Can a fish live outside of water? If you think it's possible, you do the thumbs up. If you think it's impossible, you put your thumb down. Can a fish live outside of water? Thumbs, we've got a mixture. We've got some up here. No, we've got down, yeah. Well, again, you might think it's not possible. And in the whole, most fish can't live outside of water. But I think there are one or two that actually you can. They will live for a period of time. Can a person get younger instead of older? Is that possible? Can a person get younger rather than older? I don't think that's possible. Can you breathe through your toes? Is that possible? No. I don't see anybody swimming with one foot out of the water, do you? Can you turn your head 360 degrees? Is that possible? No, I don't think that's not possible. I can get to there and I can get to there. So that's, what's that, 180 sort of thing? And that's not quite 180 because I think I can go that way, but that way, not quite. So if you can do that, that's like, absolutely amazing. But so there are many questions. There are many things that people think, oh, is that possible? Or is it not possible? Is it possible to eat 15 Cadbury's cream eggs? Okay, hang on, I haven't finished yet. I've not finished yet. And not be sick? Oh, yeah, we've got some positives. Okay. Well, they are sickish. If you eat, they're rather sweet. So my last question is, can a dead person live again? Okay. You know, God did the impossible by raising his son, Jesus, from the dead to live again. He raised him to life. And that is what we celebrate today on this Easter Sunday, that Jesus is risen, that Jesus lives. Raise your hands if you believe this. Great. Okay, this isn't the end of the story. We think, okay, it's great, that's great. But he continues. He serves his followers. One of the assemblies before Easter, I gave, went to Westfield School and I offered them three foods for Easter. A Cadbury's cream, or a chocolate egg, a hot cross bun, and a fish finger. Okay. Now the fish finger, because one of the times that Jesus appears to his disciples after the resurrection, he cooks them a fish meal. They're out fishing, they haven't caught any fish. He says, cast your nets on the other side. And they get so many fish, they struggle. And they say, oh, isn't that Jesus? And it was. And Peter's out of the boat and charging through the water to see him. But he continues to reveal himself. It's not just a, yes, I'm here, everybody, gone. He reveals himself over and over again. Do you know what? He's revealing himself now. Today, in 2023, Jesus reveals himself today. He's not dead. He is alive. He is alive. And today we rejoice in that. We go, hallelujah, he is risen. And he is risen indeed. Nothing could hold him. The religious leaders thought, great, we got rid of him. They even put these big soldiers guarding the tomb. And we heard from the reading, the ladies came. And they're thinking, well, how are we going to move that stone? Because that stone was a big stone. It was a big, big, heavy stone. That took 4 or 5 men to move it. And these 3, 4 ladies came to the tomb. And on they were thinking, oh, how are we going to... Here's a quick question. How are we going to move the stone in order to put the to treat the body? It's impossible. They think, well, we can't do it. They arrived and it had been moved. And the soldiers that were guarding it were dumbstruck. They were fallen over. Our God is a God of miracles. Our God is a God of the impossible. We think, oh, that's impossible. He's not. For him, everything is possible. He will transform all things. When he comes again in glory, everything will change. Anne is saying, I know Jesus and I love him. And I'm obedient to him. When we say yes to Jesus, it's about being obedient. And sometimes being obedient is hard. I know it's hard because I'm not always obedient. And I'm nearly 50. It's hard following Jesus. In our time leading up to Easter, Jesus suffered. He suffered at the hand of those he created. But now he is alive. We celebrate this morning. He is risen. If Jesus was raised from the dead and is alive, then the promise is that we also will live. If we choose to follow him, there's a choice this morning that we have to make. Whether we know Jesus or not, it's still a choice you have to make. And that is, am I going to follow Jesus? Am I going to follow Jesus? The one who can make all things possible. So maybe in your life at the moment, you're going, I've got rubbish going on in my life. I'm struggling. I've got hardship. My finances aren't balancing. My relationships with my family are just going. If you know Jesus, he'll walk with you in that. I'm not going to say he's going to restore everything back to normal, but he is there walking with you. He is offering you comfort and inspiration and support. He is the one who carries our burdens if we ask him to and allow him to. He carried our sin on the cross. This morning, consider this. Do you worship a God of the possible? Because in him, all things are possible. And he evidenced that on this Sunday when he rose from the grave to bring new life to all those who acknowledge him as Lord and Saviour. As Anne comes to get baptised, this isn't her saying, I'm a Christian. What this is doing is saying, I publicly acknowledge that I've given my life to Jesus. Baptism is just an outward recognition of an inside decision. She's publicly saying to you, I love Jesus. And because I love Jesus, I'm going to be obedient to what he wants and live my life for him. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for the people in this space. I thank you that you are a God of the possible, that you make the impossible possible. And I pray for every person in this space now, if they're experiencing hardship, if they've got things going on in their life that they just need you to help them with, I pray that you would act, because you are the God of the possible. Lord, I pray for the youngest to the oldest. Meet us, I pray. Because without you, life is not possible. We thank you that you made the impossible possible, that you sent your son Jesus to die for us, to pay the price for the wrong things that we do. But yet you raised him to live again. And therefore, we might also live forever in heaven with him, with you, if we follow you. Amen.